Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. And speaking of Prince and that Tavis Smiley interview, and, well, I think it was the, might have been the last one, you know, where he's talking about Dick Gregory and the State of the Black Union, which aired on C-SPAN back in 2008, so forth. We have an excerpt of that Tavis Smiley interview, and the title of the YouTube video is Prince Interviewed by Tavis Smiley in 2011, talks about everything. And it's a pretty interesting interview, and he gets to the president's discussion that I alluded to, and I'll get back to that in a second. But if we can play that, let's play a little bit of that.
I want to go back to Jack Johnson because he's still in the back of my head. I can't get him out of my head where this conversation is concerned. Who have you felt most often like in the ring fighting the record industry? Like Jack or the opponent?
Oh, like Jack.
Like Jack?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, because I knew I was right. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about this in our very first interview and conversation together. It's obvious now that artists are supposed to own their master recordings. I mean, in the future, it'll be unconscionable to even think you can take somebody's creation and claim ownership of it. See, unfortunately, this discussion's going to start to barrel into a discussion about the human genome and the DNA and all the rest of it. When it gets there, then we're going to be in the deep water. Mm-hmm. See, so it's better to start the conversation now before we get into God talk, you know.
There are four songs that I want to ask you about, and I did what I have never done before, which is to actually print these lyrics out. Some of them, I'm since the record is so new, I'm learning some of them. I got some of them memorized.
Who gave you the lyrics, though? I've seen some really strange rewrites of my stuff. Well, I've seen one time they said the lyrics to When Doves Cry was dig if you will the picture of me, Marvin Gaye, and the kids.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And then there was another one. This person will go unnamed.
Yes.
She didn't speak the English language too good.
Right.
She had a really cute daughter, so that's why we was acquaintances.
Yeah.
But she swore up and down, Little Red Corvette was pay the rent, collect.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
So you need to let me check that.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fast learner, so I'm not going to read none of these on the air. I'm just going to ask you about the songs and about the lyrical content. And for those who don't have the record, you can go to lotusflower.com and get it. And follow along at home, even if you're 2 or 3 days late, you can play this back and follow along. In no particular order, since we mentioned Dreamer first, tell me about Dreamer.
Oh, well, when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us. Mm-hmm. Because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so, oh, that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And the next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it. Because I was so moved that I had to write the song.
When you leave, with all the hassle, can you have that love?
Love.
I'm so tired of you black folk walking around looking all evil like that's going to change something. Looking all mean and talking all crazy. Let them tell you about your children. If I sit here today and these are all white folks and they're putting some sleeping pill in my water and I sit up here and doze off and go to sleep and everybody told in the world, niggas is lazy. They tired. No, that's because you too naive enough to know what they putting in my water. Okay? Your children ain't violent because they black. They ain't violent. Most people in the world live in a ghetto. They don't kill people. What are you putting in my malt liquor, white boy? What are you putting in? Huh? Hear me. And it's your fault, too. Malt liquor is made by white companies, but only sold in black neighborhoods, and you ain't checked it to see what's in it. Huh? How much lead are you putting in my neighborhood? Lead affects my thinking capacity. Lead is only one thing on the planet more dangerous than lead, and that's manganese. Manganese will make you kill your mama. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to see the largest homicide rate in the world, it ain't in no black ghetto in America. It's a little town in Australia where them white folks' homicide rate is 200 times what their population is. And that town just happened to be located across the street from a manganese plant.
Sit back down, Dick. Don't lose that mic. Yeah.
That town is located across the street from a manganese plant. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep? How in the world can a 9-year-old child find a heroin man, but the FBI can't find it, and you gonna tell me that's a black thing? Y'all crazy? What is this about? These are the things that need to change while this brother and sister's on their way to the White House. And when you see Hillary and y'all see Brother Barack, thank him for me. And you white folks need to be thankful. Because if y'all had a brother like me, y'all would really be in trouble. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory.
I was so moved that I had to write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says I was born on the same plantation, the United States of the red, white, and blue. And we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants, you know. When I found out there were 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to know why I was taught otherwise. Just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks, but don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to know.
We're indentured servants and we got a black president now?
Well, I don't vote. I have nothing to do with it. I got no dog in that race.
And for those who would cuss me out and slap me in person if I didn't ask you why?
Well, the reason why is because I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses and we've never voted. And that's not to say that I don't think Barack Obama, President Obama, is a very smart individual, and he seems like he means well. Prophecy is what we all have to go by.
So that's interesting stuff. You know, Prince, interviewed by Tavis Smiley, talking about all kinds of stuff. You got Dick Gregory cut in there from the State of the Black Union back in 2008. And, you know, then, of course, Dick Gregory said he commented on the recent deaths of Prince and Afeni Shakur and, you know, that suspicious nonsense. And then, of course, we lost Dick Gregory not too long ago. So, and, you know, Dick Gregory, to me, is sort of like a counterpart to someone like George Carlin, because you know, it was a very similar message. I mean, even as a comedian, you know, back in the 60s when Dick Gregory ran for president back in 1968, and there was the anomaly that basically proved vote rigging back then. And, you know, the New York Times story that Dick Gregory talked about in subsequent years, New York Times saying, you know, Dick Gregory's ahead basically in the race. And then all of a sudden people went, whoa, wait, what? No, you know, that was a misprint. So, very interesting, colorful, controversial figure, but very well informed and, you know, trying to help folks see what's really going on, the black community in particular, obviously, but I think, everyone could benefit from listening to Dick Gregory a little bit, obviously. So, Prince touches on this issue about the presidents. You know, were there others? Well, sure, the Constitution wasn't the beginning of the great American experiment, so to speak. And that story goes back a ways, obviously, you know, Manly P. Hall writing about that and others. But, you know, the John D. Francis Bacon sort of project. But so, you know, back to the point, though. Understanding history and military service. George Washington talked about his concept. He was the one who, you know, had this vision for standing force, well-organized militia, arsenals of military stores, military academies. And I'll include a link to that excerpt and his sentiments on a peace establishment from May Day, 1783. Which is interesting. But see, the difference, though, again, the militia is a creation of the state, if you will, maintained by the state, each of the several states, and not a standing federal army. And obviously, in today's culture, people will say, well, you know, they all have to be uniform. They all have to be the same. They have to be able to brought to muster quickly and in a uniform fashion. And you can see the seeds of the sort of federal military, the national military, in that concept. And I would agree. But the point is, in its orthodoxy, it's not that. It's different. And the Constitution specifically outlines the concept for raising standing armies. Article 1, Section 8, giving Congress the power to raise standing armies and support them, raise funds for no longer than 2 years. And obviously, the National Security Act of 1947 was an end run on that concept. We now have the institutionalized military. And guess what? Things, I would argue, have not been better since. They've been worse. Things are consistently getting worse. You think about all of the little ancillary functions and functionaries the CIA has floating around. Thousands and thousands of people, you know, the business investments and front companies and banks and all kinds of things. It's just, it's staggering, the things that we've seen over the course of history. The folks that have tried to warn us, and you know, we either haven't listened, and or their voices have been silenced, and it's very unfortunate. So why can't we say, you know, George Washington said that every able-bodied man from 18 to 50 should be on the militia rolls, but you go to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, and see that the standing army commissioned by the federal government can only be supported for a period of 2 years. and should only be a result as a declaration of war, which again, only Congress can declare. And it seems that Congress is completely neutered these days, completely castrated. What power does the Constitution grant Congress that Congress still retains exclusively to this day and exercises exclusively to this day? So you look at the power of the purse or the power to declare war, to raise standing armies and these kinds of things, and clearly there's been a dramatic shift coming out of the, you know, from the so-called Civil War era, you know, the Reconstruction era, 1871 and forward in particular, to the turn of the 20th century, and bad things were happening around the world. You know, bad guys were trying to create chaos around the world. And speaking of that, I want to go back in history for a minute, tripping the Wayback Machine. We're sort of doing that, but it's not way back. I guess Washington's sort of way back in most people's opinions, I guess. But I mentioned when I guest hosted the National Intel Report yesterday that I would kind of explain some history. I want to play the video that Aaron did, the TrueStream Media video, the even older plan for world government you've never heard of. And I mentioned it last week. It's 12 minutes long. I think we should play it. It's good stuff. But before I do that, I mentioned that I would tell a little bit of this history. I guess I won't get into it too much, but it's interesting. So another email I received last week from Carol, interesting, not on social media. So that there's this image that floats around. We're reminded from time to time, Robert Mueller and John Kerry both went to Eton together, prestigious New England prep school. And as shocking as that, you know, may sound to some folks, it's not a new story. In fact, the mainstream media, including USA Today and the Daily Mail, have reported on this well-known fact several times over the years, particularly in the, you know, post Tim Russert. Hey, you guys are both skull and bones, right? What happened to Tim Russert, by the way? Speaking of suspicious deaths. No, it was natural causes, massive heart attack after he, you know, is asking about skull and bones. And then, you know, there was one Ron Paul interview back in 2007, I want to say, maybe, on the campaign trail to 2008. And, you know, like when Ron Paul was in that interview, I think it was 2007 when Ron Paul was talking about the issue of slavery and how things didn't need to go the way they went. And there were some other provocative sound bites in that interview. Anyway, Tim Russert, what happened to him? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. A little bit of history, and then we'll go to the phones. I'll finish this up in a minute. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Jenna in Washington. Jenna, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I wanted to call in a plug for that online conference from June 8th to June 10th. I put it up in the Chatango. And Jeremy Roth Kuchel has been talking with Brendan O'Connell on the Talpiot, the kill switch, da-da-da-da. And he's also into permaculture and is talking soils. I love that. But I also wanted to ask you your opinion of Patrick Little. I listened to an interview with him, and he does throw out the community word quite a bit. And just coming from all the reading and talking with Lark, he's kind of missing a ballpark, almost creating another dialectic. And
it's California primary season. Patrick Little, you know, is I would say another honeypot. You know, he's misdirection, he's agitprop, he's a lot of things. But, you know, that whole Jew thing, that is target fixation, and it's inaccurate, quite frankly. Again, you know, it's a controversy that just, it has this magnetic force and it draws people in. Who is a Jew in the New Testament is a very disarming discussion. Romans 2 and Romans 9 in particular really disarm that whole discussion. It's not those people. There is a people group, I would argue, that specifically is predatory. You know, when you start talking about, as he did in that clip that you're talking about prominent voices that have spoken out in opposition, or, you know, a people group that's been expelled from countries or whatever, we're conflating terms. And Jew and Zionist are not the same. Jew and Khazar are not the same. And so we need to be specific in our language and, you know, not conflate terms, because that foments a contrived controversy. And that's exactly what it's supposed to do. So set that term aside and then look at what's actually going on, which is why I always focus on the sound bites that the founding fathers gave us. You know, Jefferson in particular, in his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, I think it's said as well in the preamble as it can be said. You know, he said, when it comes to governments, you know, just to paraphrase, some are better created than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. Who doesn't want that? To have, you know, protection of the free exercise of their natural rights. But he said, to prevent the perversion of that into tyranny, good government, it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate, as far as practicable, the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. And so when we see this and we start to look at the lessons, especially in the last 200-300 years of history, where bad guys have taken the rest of recorded history and basically studied it and refined it and reinvigorated some of the worst parts to manipulate, control, destroy the rest of mankind, to understand how that has been happening, and to, as Jefferson put it, no ambition under all its shapes, is the first step to doing then what he said comes, you know, follows that prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. So to focus on a specific name or a specific whatever, if you're a bad guy, you know, the first order of war is deception. And so why not raise up a figurehead that draws that target fixation? And, you know, it's, you know, a honeypot figurehead, so to speak, that draws people to it like flies to a light or bugs to a light, right, to be zapped, I would say. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Suffer before they die. This is about a man. He's gonna be crucified. Some people die of cancer. Some people die of AIDS.
Walk among the dead. I
don't want to be. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour this Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. Just to conclude, I guess we lost Jenna. You know, just to kind of finish that thought, basically, you know, again, it's a sort of honeypot and misdirection, what Patrick Little does. And that whole discussion, you know, I mean, what benefit is it, you know? So there are Jewish folks in, you know, positions of power and influence, and they dominate, you know, 40%, 60%, blah, 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 blah. And that's great. And I would say they're not Jewish. And people would say, yeah, but they call themselves Jews. Great. Jesus himself talks about folks in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 who call themselves Jews, but are not, he says, but are a synagogue of Satan. I've never heard that preached. And I've been to quite a few churches, quite a few denominations and non-denomination affiliations. Never heard it. Never one time. Why do you suppose that is? Interesting. So I don't care what they call themselves. You can call yourself a lot of things. You know, a lot of people call themselves things that are disingenuous these days. You know, Rachel Dolezal identifies as black. And in a society that seems to embrace this kind of nonsense, Bruce Jenner thinks he's a woman. Bruce Jenner's not a woman. It doesn't matter how he lets people carve up his body. He's not a woman. And, you know, Rachel Dolezal identifies as black, I think largely because of her upbringing. And, you know, I've talked about the nuances of that issue. So, this society, this goofed up, you know, the pop culture aspect of this society and the PSYOP, you know, the CIA PSYOP aspect of this society embraces Bruce Jenner thinking he's a woman, and it vilifies and castigates Rachel Dolezal at the same time because she identifies as black. That seems confusing. So why would you listen to that mechanism? It's goofy. And for that matter, and this is a side note, doesn't have anything to do with Patrick Little, but, you know, again, excuse me, when we allow ourselves to be drawn away from the truth and reality, then, you know, like Adam Weishaupt allegedly said, "Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe?" So George, or in his letter to Hezekiah Niles, again, John Adams said, "What do we mean?" He wrote, you know, asking the question, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the war, the American War? The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and the hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments, of their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, and this is a, you know, compression of the soundbite, it's a paraphrasing, this radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the American Revolution. Until we get back to that, until we understand, return to sanity and truth and reality, we're doomed, led astray on all of these specious discussions. You know, the Jaffe memo discussion about how homosexuality is a great population control mechanism. There is the Malthusian contingent operating in all corners of this society. People don't realize it. That's one of them, you know. And that's the what's his name? Oh, now I can't think of his name. Masterpiece Cake guy, Jack Phillips, you know, speaking of that whole deal and the, you know, Supreme Court nonsense and people clamoring, you know, this society, the pop culture aspect of it, getting people to clamor for their slavery and their destruction. I mean, it's just insane. I get messages like, will Trump pardon the Hammond ranchers? I redoubt it. Ha ha. You know, the only way that Donald Trump would do that is if it fomented further conflict and controversy. And that's possible. You know, it's kind of like rounding people up around the world. The Yemeni detainees, for example, in Guantanamo Bay, that are still, some of them being held without charge formally for more than a decade, going on 2 decades. What do you suppose that's going to do when word gets back to home? Or what do you suppose that's going to do when they get released, as has also been done many times? It's like the jack in the box. You press it down, and that pressure, when you crank the arm, will have a result. So anyway, Patrick Little is just another one of those agenteurs, I would say. It's, you know, all of that stuff is misdirection. So what's the point of all of it? You know, meanwhile, as Thomas Jefferson pointed out, there is ambition, which is a sentiment that was echoed. Why can't we just know ambition under all its shapes? Let's focus on the policies, and if we see someone moving in that direction, for example, against the orthodoxy of the Constitution, it's simple, then that's not a good idea. But if you create a figurehead that draws fire and people become self-targeting as they attack that puppet or that figurehead, then, you know, when you do that, you become vulnerable and susceptible to counterattack, if you know what I mean. So it's important to understand that concept, I think. And it's just, it's a sort of shallow, vacuous discussion. And of course, like the political Islam counterpart to this discussion, you know, it gets back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, political Zionism versus political Islam, and colliding those forces together, drawing in these specious talking points, conflating terms, Jew and Zionist. And remember, you know, Joe Biden told us you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. And what is a Jew anyway? Ask Paul in Romans 2 and Romans 9. So you draw these specious talking points in, and in doing that, you lump in a bunch of other people. You vilify them by association. Well, it's dominated, you know, the media is dominated by Jews. Great. Now guess what you've done? You've vilified a broader contingent of society, many of whom probably are Jews. You know, it's anti-Semitic to say, you know, that you don't like these certain people. Well, are the Naturi Carta anti-Semitic? I doubt it. Anyway, and, you know, that term, again, same thing, terms of art, terms of intrigue and deception. What is the etymology of that term? Let's just get down to brass tacks for a minute, because we're conflating terms. And that's what's supposed to happen. It's a specious argument that foments controversy. And that's all it does. Meanwhile, bad guys are still doing bad things. That's what's important to realize. So I'm not a fan of what Patrick Little is doing in that sense. I think it's fomenting controversy, and it will draw dim bulbs into the conflict on either side, unfortunately. That's about all I have to say on that. And sure, you know, I mean, the issue of communitarianism, I mean, there are real issues in there, but they are overshadowed by the controversy, the specious controversy. It's not helpful. It's disingenuous. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab White Rose in Colorado. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And if I can get a moment to just read this all the way through to the end, I'll do as fast as I can. It won't take long. Dear Chris, my brother, my friend, and my son, for all the children of God are each other's brothers, friends, and sons, because of the indwelling, pre-personal father fragment of God that indwells our spirit mind. You may have misunderstood my statement on Tuesday, May 29th, as you have misunderstood my location. I am not in California, but Colorado. When I stated that I was an anti-Semite, I was not saying I was an anti-Shemite. I love all my Shemite brothers who have chosen to be the children of God. Semites are phallic worshipers, lovers of their material selves. And not all Semites are necessarily so-called Jews. There are Semites in all the cults, the cult of Judaism, the cult of Mohammedism, the cult of Catholicism, the cult of Christianism. I hate no one, but I do hate all the evil that they may choose to do. I even love these enemies of all mankind, just as I love the manure spread on God's field. For without the manure, how can the fruit of his field grow and come to perfection? His children are the fruit of his field. The book is the truth, but truth can be found in many places. Yeshua wants these following words read on the air. I would like to expand on what I said on Tuesday, May 29th. First of all credit to Yeshua Emmanuel and his Father, and our Father, who resides at the center of all things, on the eternal isle of paradise, as well as in the hearts of all his children. There is only one place on earth, Urantia, called the Four Corners. Angel is defined in the book as messenger, either celestial or terrestrial. This is a warning. The evil prince, Caligastia, has been let loose. Be very careful. Monday I came very close to being murdered by a psychopathic homicidal maniac. The facts are inconsequential. The following are Yeshua Emmanuel's words on or about the beast and of hell. Of the beast, the seven heads are like the seven main vices, from which originate the seven main sins: arrogance, tyranny, jealousy, envy, and deathly meanness, irreconcilable hate, treason, and lastly murder. From these go forth lust, filthiness, gluttony, unchastity, fornication, lack of regard for neighbor, and persecution of everything daring to breathe freely, shamelessness and infamy, total unscrupulousness, and finally, complete disobedience and godlessness. These necessary results out of the first seven vices are those visible 10 points, crowns, above each head. Yeshua Emmanuel says, I myself judge no one, but everyone judges himself in accordance with his love. Of hell, says Yeshua Emmanuel, I myself know best about the nature of these people and what spirit animates them. They have
how much more do we have of this? We don't have a whole lot of time for this.
Many more. They have feathered my best bed. They have feathered their beds without me. Hence, they rest the way they bedded themselves for time and eternity. They practice all kinds of incest. Hence, they also rest upon bloody resting places.
You know
blood
what?
Is indeed crying out to me in for vengeance.
I don't think we need to continue. This really doesn't have much to do. It doesn't relate to today's broadcast. It's not a dialogue. This is not this kind of platform. So what is the purpose of this, what you're reading?
The purpose of this is because I've been told that this has to be read on air for everybody.
And, by whom? By whom?
By Yeshua Emmanuel. By the Christ Michael.
I don't know about all of that. You know, this is, I'm the host of this broadcast, and I, you know, I'm not getting the same message, if you know what I mean.
Okay, that's fine. This is the message I was told to read.
Well, I don't think this is the format for what's happening. Anyway, and it really doesn't sort of pertain to the subject matter. It's sort of veered off. You know, I would argue that maybe there was, some crossover there, but it's just kind of, I think, confusing to the listening audience. I don't know. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast. We're running out of time. You know, I pride myself on remembering quite a bit. I don't remember the specifics of the exchange on the 29th. I remember it vaguely. And that, to me, kind of speaks to, I don't know, what's happening. This is supposed to be a dialogue-based format. If we're going to – let's talk about the issues of the day and, you know, obviously history, as I've been talking about today and previously. Those things are important. But what are we getting at here? What are we trying to accomplish? Well, I thought, do we still have the white rose? Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to ask, you know, what we were getting at, what we were trying to accomplish. So I guess maybe we can continue that later. I don't understand exactly what the purpose of that was. So that's all. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just don't think it really fits the format, but, you know, and like I said, I'm not getting the same message. So, it's not expedient to the broadcast, if you will. I don't know. Anyway, let's go back to the phones in our remaining moments here and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, you know, we have to quit stepping us two in the divide and conquer trap where we immediately polarize over our differences with the left instead of really, when you look at it, we have, you know, both sides are against corruption and the military-industrial complex and the corrupt bankers. And there's so much actually we do have in common where we could fix a lot if we didn't keep sticking our foot in that trap. You know,
the religious discussion too. Things, the truth gets pulled apart into pieces. And, you know, what you call the left-right paradigm, you know, both sides have some pieces that are accurate and true, and then both sides get infected and polluted or leavened with some falsehood. And that's sort of the operative concept. You know, I agree with both sides, and I disagree with both sides of that contrived divide, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And so the thing is, because actually the way you played the stuff from the black folks, I listened to something by Cornel West. I'm going, damn, that sounds like what alt-right used to sound like. He was complaining about banking and the corporations and the government, not the stuff it has turned into now.
Right.
I couldn't believe how much he sounded like this type of radio used to sound. I was really shocked.
Right on. I agree, and we need to get back to that. I'm trying to do that. I really am returning to that good line that, you know, we used to be known for. Anyway, I hope it was informative, folks. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.